We love you and we know you love us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Basically, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, I think through 16, is basically what we have to emphasize and amplify in the age that we're living in. We're going to have to be real.
Yes, sir.
For the environment and the culture call for ministers to be in place properly. Mm-hmm. If not, the church going to be put out of place.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. The culture and the environment believe that there are greater things in the church. Mm-hmm. And so one or two things I've been ministering on, I want you to capitalize. I know most of y'all listen to my ministry, but the church and the kingdom, mm-hmm. it's kingdom citizenship and church membership all need to be together.
Yes, sir.
The citizenship in the kingdom is so important, so we're going to start emphasizing the kingdom more.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, it emphasized the king.
Yes, sir. So
we'll talk about spiritual repositioning. In other words, the fivefold ministry gifts getting back in their proper place of authority and dominion. But there's going to have to be a repositioning because religion, rituals, routine, rule, regulation. Watch the next word, regular.
Yes, sir.
Has caused the church to be compared with other organizations.
Shouldn't be.
No, all organizations that of any existence should stem from the church,
Amen.
Including politics.
Yes, sir.
Including those who are holding office. I got some word for the president the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I had a vision and I sent it to him.
Amen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I might have to go talk with him.
Yes, sir.
You know, because there's some things he needs to see and need to know spiritually. But we're talking about spiritual repositioning. It says God is repositioning men and women in the spiritual realm.
Yes, sir.
Very important. Like he did with Joseph, Jacob, and David. He said, the writer said, each one of these men was a prince before God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, watch this statement here. They rule over every circumstance and situation, watch now, as they allowed the anointing and the life within them to lead them into victory and spiritual destiny. I'm going to go over that and see what the Spirit of God will say about it. But it tell you how, as a minister, how you can fulfill your calling and hold your position properly.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And you don't have to politic.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And no special family determine how you come out.
Yes, sir.
Right, sir.
Y'all going to hear me up in here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now watch. They ruled, how they ruled, so the repositioning, they ruled every circumstances and situation. They ruled it. They were in authority. Why? The last second part tell you. They allowed the anointing.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about the anointing. Now you got Luke 4:18, you got John, 1 John 2:20, and 1 John 2:27. You got Isaiah 10:27, talking about the anointing. Jesus' ministry was based on the anointing.
Yes, sir.
Jesus, one thing you cannot do, don't try to build a ministry on popularity.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Don't even try to build it on your personality.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
You see, it is the ministry must function from the anointing.
Yes, sir.
But
if not, circumstances and situation and people going to pull you out of socket.
Yes, sir.
And in the environment and the culture that and the timing that we're living in, you have to be stable.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
In the fact that he called you.
Yes, sir.
He sent you, mm-hmm. and he backing you up.
Yes, sir.
All right? So I was just stuck on this. They rule over every circumstance and situation as they allow the anointing. Allow the anointing. Now, you can panic and push a button and pull a lever yes. for the anointing to tell you what to do. Now, watch what I'm about to say now. Mm-hmm. You can take a scripture and leave the anointing.
Yes, sir.
That's right, Apostle. Yes, come on now. Yes,
and the scripture cannot function.
Right.
See, Jesus had the spirit without measure.
Yes.
The scriptures cannot, the spirit and life, John 6:63, has to be in everything we do as ministers,
yes,
as leaders. You got to have spirit and got to have life. It's not a physical functioning. It's not a talent.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
See, you can be talented mm-hmm. in this business, but you're not as talented as demons. you better have some real anointing, because the circumstances and the situations are going to come up. Ain't no flour, ain't no flowering. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're going to be bras, you know, stickier.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything is not going to be real. So, but I want you to pull on this one point, each how they dealt with the situation and the circumstances. They allowed the anointing.
Yes, sir.
That's what Jesus did every time.
Yes, sir.
Allowed the anointing, watch, and the life within mm-hmm. them to lead them into victory
yes, sir.
And spiritual destiny.
Yes, sir.
So you have to be led.
Yes, sir.
By the Spirit. In my prayer time, I will share this scripture. I want you to look at this scripture in John 16, verses 13 through 15. Three times, he said he will show us.
Yes, sir.
He will show us three times. Talk about the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Three times, John 16. Matter of fact, that's what I prayed this morning out in the foyer of the church for an hour and a half. Sitting at the table. That he's God. He'll guide you. The Holy Spirit will guide you. But he would, then, you know, I have to go to John, Romans 8:14 mm-hmm. and 15 and 16, mm-hmm. because you have to know you're an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you're going to know that is you're led by the Spirit. Mm-hmm. All right. So if you're going to live your ministry or what you do going to be in victory, you're going to have to be led by the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
When he talks about the three, he talks about these three boys who, Joseph, I know somebody's life, Jacob and David. But he's saying they were all prepared by God to fulfill a higher destiny in their lifetime. A higher destiny. Actually, I'm never stabilized because I'm always moving.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. When you talk about infinite wisdom, that's unlimited.
Yes, sir.
And as we spend time with God and yield to God, there are still a lot of places that have never been touched.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because of the vastness of God, nobody can deplete his move. So there's always more.
Always
I feel his presence now.
Yes, sir.
He wants somebody to take it to another level.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You're not in competition.
No, sir. Right.
But it's just another level.
Yes,
absolutely.
But if you sell it and don't, if you don't keep pursuing,
right. Mm-hmm.
If you don't stay hungry,
right.
If you become satisfied and justified,
mm.
There are places you're not going to ever see.
Right.
Wow.
If you stay hungry,
yes, sir.
And always a new piece of bread, brother.
Yes,
in this spirit realm, always a new drink,
yes, sir.
You know, to give you more energy.
Amen.
Now, there are circumstances that will come in your ministry that don't look right, but they're engineered by God.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand.
So, yeah, see, you're not gonna fully be able to put your finger on it.
Yeah.
And these things are for to carve out the kind of vessel that he wanted for the future.
Yes, sir.
I know some things I went through, I didn't like it.
Right.
But now I'm thankful.
Yes, sir.
Because they made me stronger, they made me wiser.
Yes, sir.
None of them made me weaker.
Right.
Yes,
yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
You see, when in ministry or in your life in ministry, each of their encounters with God strengthen God's hold and grip upon their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
See, when you go through circumstances and situations, you can't handle them.
Yes, sir.
It gives God more of a leeway.
Yes, sir.
To talk to you.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Like the old Baptist would say, "Please, sir, have mercy."
Yes, sir.
they didn't know what the next move was. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
My pastor used to say it all the time, "Please, sir, have mercy."
Yes, sir.
And he got it too.
Yes, sir.
And they had wisdom. They had wisdom, I believe, to a certain degree we haven't seen yet.
Yes, sir.
You know, we got so many books and tapes and MP3s and all they had was knees.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
You follow?
Yes, sir.
Who up there? I'm going back on my knees. What about you?
Yes, sir.
You'll never find in a book, you'll never find in an MP3.
Yes, sir.
You'll never find what you can find on your knee.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
And I think that's some of the, I feel the anointing, man. I think that's, oh my goodness.
Yes,
I just thought it, Lord. I think that's some of the problem that we're not looking into the deeper screen.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. There's another screen beside the normal screen we look at. There's another broadcast being given.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Mm. Wow. A lot of times he tell you to do things that don't sound right.
Mm. Right. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But if you bold enough and brave enough to follow his leadership, it will come out a whole lot better.
Yes.
All right? So encounters in your life, don't is give God a chance to strengthen his hold on you and grip your life. When you're in that position, they overcame every trial of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Two things. By the anointing and the life of God's prophetic word burning passionately in their soul.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So it's a combination of the anointing and the word.
Yes, sir.
What I say, class?
Yes.
Yeah, now y'all don't go leave this school talking about you finish this school and don't have no anointing, don't have no word.
Right.
Don't even call my name.
Right.
Come in and call me and say, "I don't know him. I don't know us. I never seen her before in my life. Show me a picture. No, I never seen her. I don't know." You ain't got no anointing, no word. Up there with a thesis trying to put something out, you know. You got to break English a little bit to preach. You can't be all pietistically and formally right. You got to spit and slob a little bit to really get the thing done right. You can't be holding on. You can't be holding on and be so direct.
Yes, sir.
No, man, be blessed, man. Look, come on. By the anointing, they overcame every trial of the enemy by the anointing. And the life of God, prophetic word burning passionately in their soul. Now, here's what we got to watch. I'm going to go off a little bit here. Here's what we got to watch. Paul and Silas got out of jail.
Yes, sir.
What they were doing?
Praise.
And singing, right?
Praise.
All right. Peter got out.
Mm-hmm.
What got Peter out?
Praise.
Who was praying?
Church. Church.
Why John didn't get out?
Wow.
He was the forerunner.
Wow.
Why he didn't get out?
Wow.
Somebody got in doubt.
Yeah.
And he asked, "Are you the one?"
Yeah.
You can't be acting. No, see, you can't get in trouble back. And who's the one? Are you the one?
Right.
You better know he the one.
Come on,
See, see, you can't be cool in good time and a fool in bad time. You got to know God just as much God when you're going through something than when you're not going through something.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Wow.
Each of these men rose to meet the challenges of their daily life as well as the outstanding attacks of the enemy. So you're going to have challenge of your daily life. You're going to have attacks of the enemy.
Right. Yes, sir.
All that's come with ministry.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You gonna have family challenges.
Yes, sir.
All that, but you the same anointed.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's sad. I talked to men more than one, and they tell how their children don't take care of them. Don't come see them. The children don't care. Just don't care. And I can tell in their voices they're hurt.
Yeah.
You know. But physical relation is not going to keep a family together.
Right.
It's going to have to be a divine constraint from God.
Yeah.
So when you got those children in your possession earlier, put it in them.
Yes, sir.
Put the word in them. They ain't going to stay here because they love you.
Right.
Them devils, man, got them demons, man. Right. Mess their mind up. You know.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes,
so you're gonna have attack within.
Mm-hmm.
Now you remember what Jesus said. One of the greatest problems you're gonna have is your family. Yeah,
right.
That's his greatest problem he had.
Right.
He got a revival going on. They won't talk.
Right.
They didn't come to the revival.
Right.
They won't call outside because they got special privileges.
Right. Come on, Apostle.
Come on, Apostle.
That's right.
Now. The prophetic word given to them was, number one, to test. We'll get these four things. To test. Remember, there are times you're going through a test.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Pass it.
Yes, sir.
Right. Second thing is to train.
Yeah.
To train. I think the analogy of, or the comparison of the church like an army.
Yeah.
We're in a battle for sure.
That's right.
Yeah, so I believe we got to go to boot camp.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. I believe some things we have to learn. I've been through boot camp. I know what boot camp is. Boot camp is you ain't got nowhere to preach. Boot camp, I wonder if the Lord called me.
Yes,
I never went through that part because I knew I was called. But
yes,
to test, to train, to temper, T-E-M-P-E-R. Selling you down that you can handle it.
Yeah.
And then for you to become dependable and trustworthy.
Yeah.
Men whom God could use to fulfill national destiny. So test, train, temple, trustworthy.
Yes, sir.
So at any given moment you can find out you may be going through one of those.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's
right.
Yeah. And that's, but you have to know. That's part of the game.
Yes, sir.
All right? All right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, Jesus had to go through many tests.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through tests. How long you been pastoring, Ron?
26 years.
Yeah, he's been through some tests.
Yeah.
He has some tests.
Yeah.
But if you can't pass the test by yourself, how long you been in the ministry? 35. You can't pass the test by yourself. You've learned that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know you learned that. About 35 years, you'll be able to learn that. And we also have learned that we're still being trained.
Yes, sir.
Always.
I'll tell you something here that you may have to eat on a little while. Maturity in the spirit is remaining the child.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's
right.
Amen. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Now you're grown. I won't say something, but you're a grown man. But, but in the spirit, you have to have a childlike. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because I know somebody won't tell me that. You know.
Yeah.
But I just want to let you know we're in another realm. Yeah. You.
Yeah.
You can say all them hard talk, but when them demons start hitting you, you find out. So the test, the training, the temple, and being trustworthy. Now, I'm going to look at four or five major statements and talk about them in a few minutes.
Sir.
In order for that to happen, you're going to have to be consecrated for this purpose.
Yes, sir. Yes. Go ahead.
That's good.
Now, consecration is a very set apart.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you don't have no, I don't have no second agenda.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm for him all the way.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And you're going to have to do that. If you find anything else first in your life, you're failing.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yeah, if you find anything else you lack to do more, you're failing.
All right.
Come on, sir.
If you find out anybody you like to be around more than God, you're failing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Consecration.
Yes, sir.
You can't do that yourself. The Holy Spirit has to give that to you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Consecrated for His purpose.
Yes, sir.
Consecrated for His purpose.
Yes, sir.
And I guess Romans 8:26-28 gives you a shot of that. Mm-hmm. You get down to that 28th verse, all things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to His purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to understand the calling, I'm going to back up in those scriptures. Romans 8:26, you got them now?
Mm-hmm.
In order to understand the calling of His purpose, you have to love Him.
Yes,
sir. That's right.
Two other things I saw, and then they got the call in there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find that in Romans 8:26-28.
Yes, sir.
But then you have the mind of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And the will of God.
Yes, Lord.
That is drawn out of another dimension.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
While you're praying in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
So we got the will of God. We got the mind of the Spirit. You got the call of God. You got the love of God. All of that is in your consecration.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Then His purpose.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
The question that you got to ask yourself on your paper, whatever you want to do, what's first in my life? Who first in my life?
That's right.
You need to get that straight first. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a lot of things calling for you now.
Yes, sir.
That's right. So get this now. God wants to consecrate and qualify us for His purpose with a fresh anointing oil.
Yeah.
Now, who is that? Psalm 92:10? Psalm 92:10?
Yes, sir.
It would be anointed with fresh oil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, always be available for fresh oil.
Yes, sir.
Always be available for a fresh anointing.
Yes, sir.
Okay, always. And then in your prayer time, in your time with God, ask Him to fill you with the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
You know, the fuel go down, you see.
Yeah.
You're baptized with the Spirit, but you got to ask Him to keep you full of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Come on, Apostle.
Fresh filling.
Yeah.
Fresh oil.
Yes, sir.
Fresh anointing.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You anoint me with fresh oil.
Yes,
sir. Fresh.
Yes.
So to be consecrated and to fulfill God's purpose, you're going to have to be anointed consistently.
Yes,
sir.
With fresh oil.
Yes, sir.
So that means spending time with Him.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Not them, Him.
Him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And not always praying in tongues.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you need to listen.
Yes, sir.
I pray till a certain time, then I just shut up, start listening.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to say, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Teach, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Teach, sir.
Exodus 19:10. Somebody read that out to me. Exodus 19:10. Read it.
And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes.
Let them wash their clothes. Here's the statement that 19:10 covered. He want us to wash our garment as we are to be responsible for our own spiritual maturity and ministry. In other words, see, that's washing your garment.
Yeah.
That you're responsible for your own spiritual maturity and ministry.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's spending time. That's spending time. That's yielding. You know, that's that being in His presence. You know.
Yes, sir.
So let's make sure you got that heading down, because that consecration is so important. Be consecrated for His purpose. I love that.
Yes, sir.
Be consecrated. In other words, don't let the system rape you.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And don't settle for being regular.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And don't settle for routine routes.
That's right.
God got so many ways He can show you things. Mm-hmm. And the excitement of ministry is God taking you down a new path you've never been before.
Yes, sir.
Now, I have that on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my daughter-in-law and my sons and they tell you how much time I spend.
Mm-hmm.
But I go down a new path. You know, I got notes that somebody probably never will hear.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes,
stacks and stacks of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Because He always talking to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like God ain't got nobody else to talk to. I feel so sorry. God trying to find a sermon. I feel so sorry for him. He laughing too. He laughing. I can't overemphasize consecration.
Yes,
sir.
It's, you know, for 47 years I've been consecrated.
Yes, sir.
I've lived a holy life.
Yes, sir.
Not by myself, by the grace of God. You understand?
Yes,
but it's what I want.
Yes.
Now, I've told the Lord I'd rather die.
Than
scandalize His name.
Yes. That's right.
Yes,
come on,
yes,
Apostle. Hallelujah.
Yeah. I told him that many years ago.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. 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 But I found out you don't have to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not physically.
Right.
I found out I can go to Galatians 2:20 and die.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Now, I remember in a meeting, Leroy Jr. was preaching. And Leroy was talking about the presence of God. This pastor was in the back, and she began to get uneasy. She said, "The Lord always present." He don't have to talk about the presence of the Lord. I said, "Ma'am, be quiet, you know, because you don't really know what you're talking about."
Right.
And I want to relate that. When I read these notes, I was thinking about that. Receive a revelation of His manifested presence.
Yes.
Not omnipresent.
Yes.
Yeah, God everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true.
But God ain't moving everywhere.
Right,
that's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, if you don't know the difference between manifested present and honor present,
right,
we really need to have two more years added to this school.
Yes, sir.
Because He's everywhere, but He's not with everybody in what they're doing.
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Come on, Apostle.
See? Yes, so receive a revelation of His manifested presence.
Yes, sir.
In other words, know how to invoke His presence.
Come on now.
Know how to invite His presence.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Know how, you listening?
Yes.
How to increase His presence.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
For another better word, to a higher glory, know how to keep His presence installed in your life.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Call it intimacy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Draw nigh to God.
Yes, sir. Come on now. Hallelujah. Come on, Apostle. Yes, Lord.
It says, when God came down on Mount Sinai, on the third day, He gave them a revelation of His manifested presence and not just His honor presence.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. See, now I could stop and talk a while and talk to God a while. His presence, His manifested presence will hit this room.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I remember in New York, I was ministering down in the basement about 30 years ago, and everybody got knocked out of that chair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
my wife, myself, and the pastor was the only three standing. And so I don't have nobody to preach to now, but my wife and all the other people are all on the floor, all everywhere. And it happened all of a sudden. I was just teaching, man, and all of a sudden, lady just fell out. I said, oh, Jesus, she just fell out. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was one case. Mm-hmm. But then the whole row fell out, just fell out. Nobody could land hand on them or nothing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Amen. But it was it's manifested present.
Yes, yes, sir.
It's so important.
Yes, yes, sir.
Amen.
Manifested. If you go quite a time and don't feel his presence.
Come on, yeah. Come on.
Something wrong.
Yes, sir.
And you can have that stuff where I don't feel nothing.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every now and then. I need some goosebumps. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, every now and then.
Yes, sir.
Every now and then I need the atmosphere to get a little heavy. Know that I'm not by myself.
Come on now, sir.
Yes, sir.
Every now and then, it's manifest person.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm. Now, we will have to unveil an awesome manifested presence of God in these times.
Yes, sir. Yes. That's right.
Lady, I can call her a wealthy lady. She's dealing with some things now, but she said to my daughter, she said, I've been watching Apostle. Something happened to him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said, he's going into another dimension. Something happened because she said, my intimacy, by watching him, my intimacy had become closer to God.
Right.
Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you preach 8 times, and don't sense no manifested presence. The night time, somebody call you one of your brothers and let them go preach for you. Because that presence is so important.
Yes.
And the presence, listen, you can't miss it. No, you can't miss it. When that presence comes,
yes,
you that manifested presence. I'm not talking about, we know God everywhere. People talk about God everywhere. I'm not talking about no God everywhere. I'm talking about a God right here. In this room tonight. I know you down there in Lamadola supermarket and all them different places, but I'm talking about right up in here.
Yes,
he's not in Lamadola like he in here.
Yes, sir. That's right. Come on, Apostle. Yes, right there, sir. Yes, sir. Right there. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Men, in this generation we live in, men must see Jesus in his manifested power and glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Now, receive a revelation of his manifested presence. You got that?
Yes,
huh?
Sir.
Huh? Talk to me.
Yes, sir.
Be consecrated for his purpose.
Yes, sir.
Just those statements. Receive a revelation of his manifested presence. You got that?
Yes,
sir. All right. Thirdly, understand his government and rule.
Yes, sir.
God, and I mean Isaiah 9:6-7, talk about Jesus. Establishing and ordering his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said we got to think kingdom.
Yes.
See the kingdom, not in the church. The church in the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And you remember, it's one of my lessons I'm going to teach my members. But he told Peter, "I'll give you the keys of the kingdom."
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Let me give you this. Let me see, can I pick it up? And then your study is going to be different, okay? After this, when you study the scriptures, it's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
When you're reading the Old Testament, you're reading about preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Preparation in the aspect of preparation, making preparation for Jesus.
Yes, sir.
It started Genesis 3:15, and we started talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Mm-hmm. All right. When you go in the gospel, and it takes you chosen the gospel, you're talking about manifestation.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
See, the gospel is not a biography.
Mm-hmm.
The gospel is personal.
Yeah, yes, sir. That's right.
It's about a person.
Yes, that's sir.
Right.
Okay. Because if it was a biography about this person, the world couldn't hold a book.
Yes, sir.
Right. It's about a person.
Right.
about a person, it's about a work, it's about a kingdom.
Yes, sir.
But when you read in any text, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John,
yes, sir,
you're reading about a manifestation.
Yes, sir.
Okay? When you go to the book of Acts, you're reading about a publication. Okay? All right? When you go to the epistles, you're reading about explanation.
Yes.
Of all that except one damn thing, Jesus.
Yes.
Everything about Jesus.
Yes.
So the epistles giving an explanation about Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Acts giving a publication of Jesus.
Yes.
Gospel giving a manifestation of it.
Wow.
Okay, when you get down to Revelation, it's a consummation.
Yes.
All about the whole Bible is about the incarnation.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you don't believe this, make you reading. You see, you go home tonight and you read Next to Dust.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is look for Jesus in Next to Dust.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And what happened, people are preaching the Old Testament as Old Testament.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so the Spirit cannot manifest like He should because it's got to be by Jesus.
Right. Yeah.
So now when you're reading Romans now and you're reading Ephesians, you know you're reading some explanation about the person Jesus.
Yes. That's right.
You're going to make your Bible reading different now. Yeah, oh yeah,
yeah.
Because every text you look at now, you're looking for Jesus.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's right. That's right.
Come on now. See, some of y'all are not excited because y'all don't even know what I'm talking about, man. It'll make things, man. It'll bring it to another level, man. If you look every text you look in, you're looking for Jesus. Then you got somebody gonna tell you where you're at.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So God will also reveal His government to His people. The rule and the government of God is going to be established in the church. In the church. Governmental structure. Listen. And kingdom rule will be felt in and through the church of Jesus Christ. Governmental structure and kingdom rule. See. The reason some people can't move further spiritually because they're only church minded.
Right, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So true.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
But He never told you to seek the church.
Right.
No.
Right. That's right. Yes, come on.
Kingdom.
Yes, kingdom. See, see.
Hey, hey.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Come
on.
So governmental structure and kingdom rule will be felt in and through the church of Jesus Christ. Governmental structure and kingdom rule. The two had to be together.
Mm-hmm.
You read in Hebrews, He said He will stretch out His scepter.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what Psalm 102:2 says, right? Yeah, you're rod, rule in the midst of your enemy. And then in the 23rd Psalm, He talks about a rod, doesn't He? A staff.
Mm-hmm.
He will stretch out His scepter, Revelation 11:15. Turn to Revelation 11:15. He will stretch out His scepter in Zion to rule the kingdom of this world until they become the kingdom of His Christ. Now, I don't know if you can eat this, but I'm going to put it on your plate. You must recognize, and I know God don't mind me saying this, when you get to come to enough revelation and enough anointing, you recognize that you're a carrier of a scepter.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
When you see me, sometimes I have a pen in my hand.
Yes, sir.
That's my scepter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sometimes I try to bring the same color pen or suit I got on. I got different color, but it reminds me of my scepter that I'm in kingdom rulership.
Yes, sir.
Good, sir.
On His behalf to set. Set the captive free.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
I'm not going to tell y'all all my secrets, all right?
Yes, sir.
along the way, after 47 years, you learn a few things, you know.
Yes, sir.
But he will stretch out his scepter in Zion to rule the kingdom of this world until they become the kingdom of his Christ.
Yes, sir.
What did Revelation 11:15 say? Go ahead.
And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's what we should be preaching.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, sir.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wow.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Powerful, man.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, this is important too because I've been dancing with building and blessing. And the church have got into a blessing mode.
Yeah.
So therefore, they don't recognize that they need to be in a building mode.
Yes, sir.
The building caused the blessing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The blessing will never cause the building.
Yes.
So you Jesus said, upon this rock I build my church. And then you got in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus teaching it, three chapters there were so powerful about the kingdom. He talked about building on the rock.
Yes, sir.
And so ministers, as ministers of the gospel, we must constantly be receiving blueprints for building.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. Say, when God manifested on the third day, he gave them the blueprint for the building of the tabernacle. The tabernacle made it possible for God to dwell among them and become actively involved with men whom he loved. It says, in this third day, God will release the heavenly pattern for establishing his church on the face of the earth. And I think what we have stepped into is, as an apostolic pioneer, has to be brought back into revelation, into fruition.
Yes, sir.
That the publication of the kingdom, like it was in the book of Acts, have to come back into fruition.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And so a lot of fraud,
yes, sir,
gonna have to be exposed.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
So true.
And a lot of man-made kingdom gonna have to be faced.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
And so if you plan on being popular, you're never gonna enjoy this.
Yes, sir.
Because you're gonna have to be somewhat separated.
Yes.
That's right.
Attacked.
Yeah.
Labored.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know. But you're more blessed than all your attacker.
Right.
That's right.
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 Right. Yes, sir.
That sounds like, stupid to me. It's one of you, she all blessed and you attacking them.
Yes.
Come on. What's she doing not right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on.
Right. Now, you ain't gonna never have a chance for her to teach you nothing.
Right.
Wow. Right. That's right.
You didn't become her enemy.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
She gone.
Right. Come on, Apostle.
The church, which is his body, will be filled with all his fullness. Mm-hmm. It will become his temple. You know, Paul talks about that in the explanation in Corinthians. Say, we're the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
It will become his temple and his dwelling place.
Yes, sir.
See, the sacrificial experience that we all know about in Romans 12:1-3.
Yeah.
It's an experience. Present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, by the mercy of God.
Yes, sir.
But and then Paul talked about, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You see, they're talking about the pattern temple.
Yeah.
You the real temple.
Real temple.
See, I told you. See, in the Old Testament, the tabernacle was pointing toward the real tabernacle, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Destroyed his tabernacle.
Yes.
Boy, them boys blow their mind. And in 3 days, that boy said, it took us 40-something years to build it. How you gonna build this thing in 3 days? That's the amazement. That's the wonder when a man or woman is consecrated and walking in God. How did he do that? How did she do that?
Right.
Yes.
If everybody can explain what you're doing, you're not there yet. Matter of fact, if you can explain it. Because a whole lot of things that happened in my ministry, in my life, I cannot explain. Only way I can say is G-O-D. He did it. I give him the glory. You see what I'm saying? And so Jesus constantly, they're constantly messed up with that, you know. Jesus said, destroy this temple. In 3 days I arrived. And God said, man, we've been working on this temple. We had to have stuff shipping in here and all that. He talking about he's going to put it back up in 3 days.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's the amazement we're talking about in this room.
Yes, sir.
That's results.
Yes, sir.
Evidence.
Evidence.
Has to be before body. Before they're going to follow you.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
You know, ain't nobody going to follow somebody looking for the same thing they're looking for.
Right.
Right, right.
Right, 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 right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Are you following me?
Yes, yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir. It will become his temple and his dwelling place. Mm-hmm. The church of Jesus will become the treated demonstration of his kingdom rule and authority. Mm-hmm. She will advance God's kingdom by declaring the gospel of the kingdom. Now, let's talk a few minutes about our preaching and ministry. Mm-hmm. I noticed in the 10th chapter of Matthew, when Jesus sent his disciples out, he told them to preach the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
And then he told them results.
Yes, sir.
It's the same results I saw in Matthew 4:23.
Mm-hmm.
When he came to introduce his ministry, he was preaching the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got healed.
Yes, sir.
Could it be somewhat?
Yeah.
We have got away from preaching the kingdom.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right, sir. That's exactly right.
Modernized sermon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tickling sermon that make you, you know, so relevant for the mundane time.
Yes, sir.
But the kingdom preaching is the same all the time.
Yes,
it's the gospel. It's about Jesus.
Yes,
it's about the Holy Spirit. It's about the things of God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And so, just so I said, oh, Lord, I'm not preaching the kingdom, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Because I'm not seeing enough results.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I went to praying about it. He started training me in the kingdom preaching again.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
sir. Saw results instantly.
Yes, sir.
Saw results instantly.
Yes, sir.
In people's lives.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
See, the church of Jesus will become the treated demonstration. The treated demonstration of his kingdom rules and authority.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
She will advance God's kingdom by declaring the gospel of the kingdom. Man, if Jesus, Matthew 4:23, put in your note. 4:23, 2:25, and then Matthew 10. If Jesus and his disciples were preaching the gospel of the kingdom, what are we going to preach?
Right.
The gospel of the
kingdom. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know if I can get away with this. A lot of time we trying to preach church gospel.
Right. Yes, sir. That's right.
Wow.
That is exactly right, sir.
Wow.
And then most of that mess is church gossip.
Yeah.
Ain't no revelation.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And so people come to church and leave just as they can.
Right.
Come on now.
See. Yes, sir. Yeah. And see, just like right now. The Lord started dealing with me about, and we had one of the most wonderful service Sunday we ever had in this church. My little granddaughter don't talk a whole lot, and she can't quit talking. That Layla, so she felt so much love, and she was excited, you know. My grandson he wasn't able to be here Sunday, and they were in the car together, and Layla said, "Jay, man." And Jay Hart, Jay said, don't tell me no more. I wasn't mad. I that probably aged on, and then she probably said, let me tell you one more thing. Write this down. Be led to possess your inheritance.
Yeah.
Be led. And you know, we're back to Romans 8, 14 through 16. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about ministry here. Mm-hmm. It was only after God established his government over his people that he led them to possess their inheritance. See, government comes before inheritance.
Yes. Yes,
sir. So, preachers who are not ministering properly is holding the inheritance back from the people.
Right. Yeah, right. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right, sir. Yes, sir.
Because if a church is not governed right, it is not due no inheritance.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Inheritance without government will destroy people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Absolutely,
right,
I agree.
So when if something going wrong, and you don't want to face it, then you can't go there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you love people, but you know love is in correction.
That's right.
Yes. That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no such thing as direction without correction.
That's right.
Yeah.
Come on, Apostle.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See. You see, God. You got to honor him.
Yes, sir.
Why in Egypt he worked for them. In the wilderness, he worked in them until they believed his words and were ready to obey him fully.
Yes, sir.
See, wait a minute. Now we got to see this now.
Yes, sir.
While in Egypt, he worked for them. See, he got them out.
Yes.
Yes. But it's not enough just to get you out.
Right.
In the wilderness, he worked in them,
yes, sir,
until they believed his words and was ready to obey him.
Yes,
everybody want that experience.
Yes, sir.
In the promised land, he worked through them to rot out all his enemies. You see the three stages?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, you got to hear. You're going to see this. I'll read the rest of this class.
Yes,
while in Egypt, he worked for them. In other words, to demonstration, he said, look, you're not going to go empty-handed.
Right. Yes, sir.
I don't bring people out empty-handed.
Yes, sir.
But then he brought them somewhere they couldn't spend it.
Come on.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes,
they had it, but they had nowhere to go shopping.
Yes, sir.
Lord, have mercy.
So they had to depend on him.
Yeah. That's right.
And he manifested his provision.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you, Lord. And they became believers out there.
Yeah.
See, wealth can't make you believe.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Matter of fact, wealth will destroy you.
Yes, sir.
If you're not, you don't have the right faith.
Right.
See, because I wouldn't be teaching you tonight if I didn't know.
Right.
I have some plush chairs in my home. I got a theater, fireplace. I'd be up there saying, I ain't coming tonight. But I know it wouldn't be right. But a person that's not trained, they can't get their hand there because they're going to go to making excuses.
Yes, sir. That's right.
See, I'm always throwing what I have back to God.
Yeah.
This is yours. I said to my pastor, this is yours.
It's yours,
I've been driving one of his cars. I said, that's yours, Lord.
Yes,
whatever you want me to do.
Yes, sir.
Money, all the money I got, it's yours.
Yes, sir.
Told him that today.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
See.
Yes.
But I've had my willingness experience.
Yes, sir. Yes, Lord.
I mean, you know, heard the story. When he told me quit my job, that was a wilderness experience because I ain't had no money.
Yes, sir.
But he wanted to see if I would trust him out there in the wilderness, got children going to school and in bill and got debt and don't have no money. You got people back at the plant, they were just laughing, said, we're going to see.
Yes, sir.
Wow. They watched about 5 or 10 years. They quit watching. they didn't like what was happening.
Come on,
write down in Hosea 2 and read verse 14 through 16 in your own private time. Hosea 2:14-16. Now, the reason we have to prepare you here at this school is because there's a rapid change going on. Rapid. We're called to minister in rapidly changing time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And I'll give you a little example. I don't know how good it's going to be to you, but this is what the Lord explained to me. Mm-hmm. Television and vision are not the same.
Yes, sir.
And so now you got people who won't stay home and have service on television.
Yeah.
You got them, all y'all got them.
Yes, sir.
They watch on the line.
Watch online, yes, sir.
And see, this right-hand fellowship we had Sunday, you can't get that on television.
Right.
See? And so we got to work on Hebrews 10:25. Forsake not the assembly yourself at the manner of some men. Fast you see the day fastly approaching.
That's right.
And it's something about a real fellowship.
Yes.
It's something you can pick up in a fellowship you can't get nowhere else.
That's right.
Wherever two or three are gathered in my name,
yes,
I'm in the midst of them. If two of you should agree on it, is it touching anything? A threefold cord is not easily broken. It's something about this harmony, this being together with differences, but yet know how to come in alignment. You know what I'm saying? The Spirit of God make us one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I might think one way about something, but the Spirit of God align us into oneness.
Yes, sir.
And life is no good without challenges.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
I don't like her. Sit beside her.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I don't like them. Sit between them.
Yes, sir.
They're on both sides of you. You don't like neither one of them.
Yes, sir.
So love got to take over now.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. So now listen. In this rapidly changing environment, I'm going to make another statement now. A new dimension of leadership is desperately needed.
Yes, sir.
A new dimension of leadership is desperately needed. Because the challenge is greater. Now, there's a lot of compromising.
Yeah.
A lot of coke drinking churches.
Yeah.
You know, they're selling for whatever they want, you know what I'm saying? I've been wrestling with this for years about the dressing code of ministers, and I had prayed about it, and I said, all right, y'all, where would y'all want, you know, and start talking about wearing one of my walkthroughs and stuff like that. Boy, and I was in the church, way in the corner, just praying, got all about the tongue, praying and fellowship with God, not even praying about it anymore, because I prayed 3 days about that, and then I come to this text. What that text is in, what? Wait a minute.
Yeah, I think it was 29.
29? Proverb?
Song.
Y'all find it.
In the
Message Bible.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, Message Bible. Who got the Message Bible? I got it on my computer, but I got to get it. iPad. You got it? Anybody got it? Y'all sure y'all giving the right ones? Because I forgot I got it wrote.
Psalm 29.
29:1. Oh, my.
I have a message.
Go ahead.
Bravo, God. Bravo. God and all angels shout encore. And all before the glory. And all before God's visible power. Stand at attention. Dress your best to honor him.
Ooh, I read that. Now, I knew it had to be God. I read that. I wasn't even praying about that, Ladue. I'm just praying, man. And I'm praying and crying. And the Lord said, look in there. I said, look. He said, look in the message, Bob. I look. Dress your best.
Right.
I say, what?
Yes, sir.
Come on, Pastor.
Wow. Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
That's something, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and there was another scripture I had with it. Huh?
Passion.
The passion. What did the passion say? All these years I couldn't prove it. I just knew it.
Right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
I said, tell a lady and they won't come, let them come as they want, but the minister of help
yes, sir.
And myself and my employees,
yes, sir.
We come in before his presence dress. I got all my leisure suit out. I went and got them resized because they all too big. They're way out. That lady said, God, dog, you lost some weight. And I had eight. And I found out I had 10 of them, tailor made. Brown, green, blue. I thought I was going to get a chance to wear them. I wear them to prayer meeting. Go ahead, read it.
Proclaim his majesty, all you mighty champions, you sons of Almighty God, giving all the glory and strength back to him. Be in awe before his majesty. Be in awe before such power and might. Come worship wonderful Yahweh, arrayed in all his splendor. Bowing in worship as he appears in all his holy beauty. Give him the honor due his name. Worship him wearing the glory garment of the holy
priesthood. Wow. And man, you know, it almost makes me want to cry because many years I've been in defense of this. I didn't have no scripture. But I knew how we dress when we go to a ball. And I don't know, my anointing changed when I'm among a bunch of dressed down people, like they're going to a football game. My anointing, but I didn't have no text to back me. I got one now.
That's right.
But he said, wear your best.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
My God. I'm going to take 3 or 4 of them boys to the White House with me when I go. They better not come on there with no walkthrough on. I said, get off my jet. Call somebody to pick you up.
Yes, sir.
How you going to go up here with a little T-shirt on, little band on, you're going to talk to the president.
Yes, sir.
See, I know when I go to put one of the president ties on. This one I got on tonight. That's a presidential tie.
Yes, sir.
And he wear them all the time. I will tell y'all some things, but y'all can't handle it right now. I'll tell y'all 3 or 4 years from the day. Y'all.